You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Despite the ban on exports and no deficiency of stock within the country, Niti Aayog says that the rise in prices of wheat is inevitable. Stay tuned to find out why. Hello and welcome back to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the latest on stock market, ransomware attack on SpiceJet, Navjot Singh Sidhu's term in the jail, the rise in wheat prices and more. First up, here's how the market fared on May 26. Sensex and Nifty broke a three-day losing streak even as the market was volatile in late afternoon deals, as the monthly expiry-related pressure led to wild swings in select stocks. Sensex closed at 54,250, higher by 500 points, whereas Nifty 50 settled at 16,170, up 144 points. One of the stocks in focus was Indigo, even as Indigo's parent, Interglobe Aviation, saw its net loss widening. Improvement in revenue cheered the street. In fact, market participants believe that strong demand could help the company raise its fares and trigger a turnaround in operations. Purvesh Shalatkar, head of institutional broking at Monarch Networth Capital, said that in the past 2 months, airfares have risen massively, which indicates the underlying strength in demand. The shares of Indigo rose more than 10% today after the quarterly earnings report. Meanwhile, the shares of Vodafone Idea slumped more than 4% a day after the Securities and Exchange Board of India, that is SEBI, exempted the government from making an open offer to the shareholders of the company. The shares have been on a losing spree for the last 4 sessions and ended today's session 1.7% lower. So under the regulations, entities acquiring 25% or more stake in a listed company have to make an open offer to the company's shareholders. The government has acquired 33% stake in Vodafone Idea on conversion of the company's due into equity. While giving the exemption from making an open offer, SEBI said that the government has no intent to participate in the management or board of Vodafone Idea and there's going to be no change in control of the company. So such a holding of the government shall be classified as public shareholding. Moving on, shares of Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited, that is BPCL, showed tepid movement ahead of the March quarter results that are due later today. The stock has been losing for the last 3 days and has underperformed the sector by more than 0.5%. It ended the day 0.5% lower. Now, a status check on IT stocks. Former US President Donald Trump's immigration policy forced Infosys, Tata Consultancy Services, etc. to increase hiring in the US. And now, cut to 5 years later, Joe Biden is now the US president. Inflation is high globally, and retaining talent has become a major hurdle for the IT sector. Indian companies have had to increase salaries substantially, that is in double digits at least. And considering some of these factors, brokerage houses like Nomura are becoming cautious and have revised their stance on key players. The IT sector, which had a good bull run after the pandemic-induced market crash in 2020, has seen an 18% fall in the past 3 months. Abhishek Bhandari of Nomura believes that there will be a material slowdown in revenues of IT companies. Next up, a look at Nykaa's growth story. The beauty products retailer has been able to increase its sale while its products are hardly cheap, but the stock market is not as excited as its customers. FSN E-commerce Ventures, that is the parent company of Nykaa, which had made a bumper debut on Dalal Street last November, has shared about 32% since its listing. Two things weighing the stock down are the burden of past expectations and fear of rising competition that could reduce the profit margin. Some of the recent moves by the company, including the appointment of Vikas Gupta, Flipkart's head of marketing, as the CEO of B2B vertical, have led the market to believe that Nykaa may chase a bigger market share at the cost of profit margin. Next up, a look at the economy. Niti Aayog says that wheat price rise in the country is unavoidable when the international prices of the commodity are on the rise, as Indian economy cannot be insulated from global developments. The public policy think tank said that one cannot attribute the wheat price rise in India to lower production. Ramesh Chand, who's a Niti Aayog member, today told CNBC TV 18 that international price over 1 year has increased by 30 to 40%, and in case of India, the rise is not more than 6 to 7%. Even if wheat output was 111 million ton, the prices of wheat would have definitely increased. After all, there is some relationship between international prices and domestic prices. According to Chand, the expected wheat production for the current fiscal is about 106 million metric tons, nearly 5 MMT lower than the estimates. But considering the buffer stock and the demand-supply situation in the country, there is no deficiency of wheat for India. Moving on to the update on ransomware attack on SpiceJet. The airline yesterday said that it thwarted a ransomware attack attempt which hobbled the airline's systems and delayed multiple flights by several hours. While the fallout was, at worst, frayed passenger tempers and tangled logistics, the incident has shifted the spotlight to the menace of ransomware attacks which gained prominence in 2017. In fact, all data available suggests that ransomware is here to stay. So best prepare ourselves. A recent report by anti-malware software maker Malwarebytes says that 280 cases of attacks by known types of ransomware in April 2022. Of these, India accounted for 5 attacks or 2%. A new report by Verizon says that there was a 13% increase in such attacks globally, including in India, in 2021. And according to its report, last year accounted for more ransomware attacks than the previous 4 years combined. Next up, Congress leader Navjot Singh Sidhu, who is in jail for a 1988 road rage case, has sought a special diet in jail. The 58-year-old had surrendered before a court on May 20th and was later sent to the Patiala Central Jail. He was sentenced to 1 year rigorous imprisonment by the Supreme Court in a 1988 road rage case in which a 65-year-old man named Gurnam Singh had died. According to a media report, Sidhu will work as a clerk from his cell at the jail. He will not be allowed to work outside for security reasons, and files will be sent over to his barrack. He will also be taught how to brief lengthy court judgments and compile jail records. For the first 3 months, the convicts are trained without wages. They are entitled to be paid 30 to 90 rupees daily after being classified as unskilled, semi-skilled or skilled prisoners. And the wages are then transferred directly to their bank account. Sidhu started clerical work on May 24th. He'll be working in two shifts, that is 9 a.m. to 12 noon and 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. He'll be paid 40 rupees daily the fourth month onwards. Lastly, new mothers are at a risk of suffering from depression, and here's why we need to focus on it right now. From being happy, excited and joyful to feeling sad, anxious and fearful, a new mother might step into an emotional merry-go-round soon after giving birth to a baby. If this emotional turmoil persists for more than 2 weeks, one should be alarmed, for it could mean a mental health condition called postpartum depression. PPD, in short, is much more than just mild mood swing. As the name itself suggests, it is depression that is witnessed among new mothers after childbirth. It often starts within 1 to 3 weeks after childbirth, but unlike baby blues, it may last for weeks or months at a time, according to the National Institute of Health and Family Welfare. Symptoms of postpartum depression include severe mood swings, difficulty bonding with the baby, loss of appetite or eating too much, insomnia, fatigue, fear of not being a good mother, feeling of worthlessness, shame or guilt, and getting frequent panic attacks. Suffering from depression, some women might even become suicidal or think of harming their baby themselves, according to Mayo Clinic. To tackle this, experts say emotional support and quality sleep are very important for a new mother. It is important to encourage work distribution, have physical and mental rest. They should talk to their partners and prepare themselves when planning to go back to work. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us on CNBC TV 18 podcast at nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to CNBCTV18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.